It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. Six of the Democratic presidential candidates will debate tonight at Drake University in Des Moines. It comes just 20 days before the Iowa caucuses, when the first decisions in the Democratic primary are made. With me in studio this morning is Democratic National Committee Chairman Tom Perez. Mr. Perez, good morning.
Clay, it's great to be with you and all your listeners.
All right. The latest news cycle the last couple of days has seen two of the candidates, mainly Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, kind of sparring over a private conversation they had some time ago. I'm sure the moderators are going to bring it up tonight. Are you concerned by some of this infighting going on in the party, especially when over the course of the last year, as I've been talking with likely caucus goers, the one thing that's uniting them is, you know, wanting to get rid of President Trump in November?
Right. Well, I've had the privilege of working with both Senator Sanders, Senator Warren, and I know they have a great mutual respect for each other. I wasn't part of the conversation at issue, but one thing we know, and they know, is that this election isn't about them. It's about farmers in Iowa. It's about people with pre-existing conditions who need their health care. It's about an America that's less safe because we have a trigger-happy president who has a ready, fire, aim approach to governance, including but not limited to foreign policy. And so I'm confident that we're coming together because we know that our unity is our greatest strength. And, you know, you guys here in Iowa, you all know very well about the arc of primary cycles. And from time to time, you see our candidates have moments where there's a little bit of tension. And we saw it in 2008. And frankly, I don't think I've seen a more spirited campaign than in 2008. And they all came together. And they're going to do that here as well. I'm very confident of that.
This is also going to be the fewest people that are going to be on stage tonight. There are no people of color on that stage. In these debates, I know that the DNC has upped the poll percentages that candidates need to be on there. But is there a problem to be addressed with the rules, given that this field does not reflect the diversity of the U.S.?
Well, as a civil rights lawyer, I've spent my entire life on the issues of diversity and inclusion, had the privilege of working with the likes of Senator Kennedy and President Obama and others. And so that animated everything we did at the DNC. In setting the debate criteria, we were remarkably inclusive. We set a low bar so that we could expand participation. We had a grassroots fundraising threshold for the first time. You could invest a dollar in candidate X and help them get to the debate stage. And that's why we've seen remarkable participation. We also said very clearly early on that as you get closer and closer to Iowa, the first point that people are going to be voting, we're going to be raising the bar, and we're going to raise it gradually. And so for this past debate in December, just last month, we had eight people make the stage, three women, two candidates of color, Mayor Pete, who has made remarkable progress as our first openly gay candidate for president, making this remarkable progress. Unfortunately, Kamala Harris, who had made the debate stage in December, and I know would have made the debate stage this month, she left the race. Nothing to do with the criteria, but she left the race. And so one thing is clear to me this month, again, you have to meet the 5% threshold. Barack Obama met it back in 08. Al Sharpton met it. Jesse Jackson was in the low 20s. And so you reach a point, Clay, where you have to meet the threshold, and it is the voters who are making choices. And the candidate who's going to win the Democratic primary for president is a candidate who can bring together and coalesce the entire diverse quilt of the Democratic Party family. And so while I'm very disappointed that Kamala left and Corey is a good friend, one thing I know is that they may be out of the race, but they're not out of the fight. And it's the Democratic Party that has always been the party of inclusion and will continue to fight for issues that affect communities of color. And all you have to do is look at the differences between that U.S., the Democratic caucus in the U.S. House and the Republican caucus to see what we stand for and what we're fighting for.
And you bring up Senator Cory Booker. I mean, you look at somebody like him who had a very robust organization here in Iowa, more endorsements than many of the other candidates from local state house leaders. I'm curious, though, Mr. Perez, do you think that Iowa's place in this process had anything to do with him having such low poll numbers and not being on that debate stage here in January?
Well, we had 23 qualifying polls for January, and I know there have been some people who have questioned, are there enough polls? To give you a frame of reference, 4 years ago, to qualify for the debate stage, you had to average 5% in the five most recent polls. This time around, you have to hit 5% in 4 out of 23 polls. I'm a baseball player, or I used to be one. And, you know, you got to bat about 160 to get on the debate stage. And those were, of the 23 polls, 13 were state and 10 were national. And in order to get to 5%, you've got to have a pretty diverse following. And those who made it to the debate stage were able to do that. I think the world of Cory Booker. Cory Booker has a huge and bright future. He's one of the best senators I've ever met. And as I saw him last night on one of the cable shows, and he's going to continue to fight. And unfortunately, his message didn't bring him up sufficiently in the polls. And it certainly wasn't for want of trying, and it's certainly not for want of talent. And I know that his values are going to play a really important role moving forward.
And in 20 days, Iowans will caucus. I'm curious, after 2016, there were a lot of calls for Iowa to kind of open up the process, to be more inclusive. We have more satellite caucus sites that are going to take place on caucus night. But I'm curious what you're going to be ultimately watching for on caucus night to make sure that you see that this process was successful.
Well, I'm very appreciative of our partnership with the Iowa Democratic Party, and in particular, my good friend Troy Price. He's been working his tail off. 4 years ago, there were 4 satellite sites. This time around, 97 satellite sites. We've hired and worked very collaboratively to ensure cybersecurity. We have various outreach coordinators to make sure that communities that haven't historically participated at the levels that we'd like to see can do so. Our goal at the DNC throughout our process when I became the chair was to make sure we maximized participation. And that's exactly the work that the Iowa Democratic Party has been doing. I'm very proud to partner with Troy. And again, 97 sites. I think that is going to enable us to move forward. 2008 was the high watermark for participation. I think it was about 236,000 or so people participated. I have no doubt that we're going to surpass that because the energy is everywhere. We've made it more accessible. We've got a bumper crop of candidates. We've got Iowa voters who take their responsibilities seriously. And so what I would say to everybody is make sure not only do you get out there and caucus, but make sure you bring your friends who are eligible as well, because our vote is truly our voice, and we want to send a very strong message.
And I'm curious, is there a time, Mr. Perez, where you find Iowa's lack of diversity and the caucus process a reason to make the state fall further back in line? I mean, how do you analyze this moving forward?
Well, I'm very proud of the process we have and the sequence we have moving forward here in 2020. We had a lot of conversations with all of the states about making sure that they maximize participation. And I think the reforms that have taken place here, 97 satellite sites, remarkable efforts to ensure participation. I'm pretty confident we're going to have record participation here in Iowa. We're going to have record participation across the board. We saw that in 2017, 18, and 19. In Kentucky, the gubernatorial election, 940,000 people voted in 2015. 1.4 million people voted in 2019. The energy is there. Democrats are leading with our values. And I know Iowans, because I've been out here a lot, farmers are taking it on the chin because of this president's reckless policies. The opioid crisis. One of the best ways to attack the opioid crisis is to expand Medicaid. But these Republicans are so opposed to doing anything that's going to help people with pre-existing conditions. And that's what it's all about. And we're maximizing participation so that these issues that are critical to the day-to-day survival of Iowa families can get the attention they deserve. And I'm confident that at the end of the day, our outcome measure is going to be, did we maximize participation? Did all the candidates get a fair shake to have their voice heard and their vision articulated? And I'm confident we're going to get there.
Tom Perez, chairman of the DNC. 6 of the Democratic presidential candidates are going to be debating tonight in Des Moines. Thanks for your time.
Pleasure to be here. Look forward to it.
Can you hold on for just a second while I do a break and I can get a photo of you in studio? Is that
no
fair?
Problem.
Okay. Just bear with me. I just got to do a couple, 2 minutes, please. And you're free to have people come back in.
Whatever you need. No problem.